Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Carlton Mangold and Marge Kohler about the Washington County Historical Sites Committee's 11 open houses this Sunday afternoon. Carlton, do you want to talk about how this got started and a little overview of the event?
So I want to talk about Red Brick School. I'm going to help with that site and give you a little information on it. I'm not going to go into the history of the school, because if you come out, then you can see pictures of the students, the building, and a lot of history on it. The building is located 2 miles south of Washington on Whalen Coppock Road, and when you turn to go to Coppock, it's to your right up on the hill. And Evelyn Lukoski is going to host the open house. We have 12 books out there with over 1,000 pages of Washington County history on the schools, showing the pictures of the schools and showing pictures of the students and some history on them, and also some miscellaneous on different things about the different schools. We also have a large map out there showing the location of all the schools, and people spend a lot of time looking at those books and the map because they are very interesting.
I'm Marge Kohler, and I'm going to talk about the Singmaster Mansions. There were 5 of them, 2 still standing. They were built by Wetherell. Mahaska County has a foundation of Wetherell buildings. He's featured with Frank Lloyd Wright in the Iowan. Elmhurst is a bed and breakfast now. It's over 10,000 square feet. It has 32 rooms. All the floors downstairs is parquet. The ceilings are beamed. The marbles mantles from the fireplaces are imported from Italy. It has a huge ballroom that's 10.5 feet tall. There's a suspended back stairway that's as beautiful as any front stairway. It has over 100 spindles on it. The grand stairway has 4 spindles on each step, and the builder told me that if you're rich, you have 3, and if you have more money than you know what to do with, you put 4 spindles. The Singmasters were some of the most important people in the whole United States, importing draft horses, as many as 225 at one time. J.O. Singmaster made 50-some trips over to Europe, importing horses. They went from Shire and Belgium to Percheron, because Percherons are docile and easy to take care of, and many times they would import people over with the horses. And think about it, horses had to be, they're bilingual. They learned French, and then when they came to the U.S. they had to learn Jihaw, just like our horses do. The golf course in Kyoto is named after one of the Singmaster homes. And I want to read the rest of the places of interest. I hope you all come out, because this is very interesting if you like history at all, to visit these things. Like Carlton said, there will be maps at the library for all these. And one of the places to see is Blair House with Wayne and Edonna Gammon, Conger House, contact Fred Marie, D.A.R. Cabin, Julie Mangold, F Troop Museum, Mike Worley, Red Brick Country School, Evelyn Lukoski, Smith Creek School in Wilmington, Ruth Palmer, Walnut School, Barb Lukoski, Frank Lukoski, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Riverside. And all these people are so anxious to help you, give you history on these and directions, so don't be afraid to call them.
Okay, there's also some sites that you need to call ahead before you go to make sure that somebody's going to be there. And that's a Rubio train station at Rubio, and that's Connie Hartnell. Her number is 319-456-3959. Then there's Grace Hill Moravian Church. You contact Fritz Engel, and his number is 319-461-3685. And then Marge Kohler, of course, with the Singmaster House. Well, I shouldn't call it a house, it's a mansion. She has people there that's going to help show the house. As she mentioned, we do have maps showing the location of these historical sites available over at the Washington Public Library.
And is this an event that's been held in the past?
Yes, about 5 years.
Do you feel this is an event that's important for people, especially here in Washington, to kind of know where they come from?
Well, they learn about history, and I didn't know anything about country schools when I started on this project, and I always wondered how one teacher could teach 8 classes. Then also I learned that not only was she a teacher, but She had to keep peace, teach the kids to, you know, get along with each other. She had to be a nurse. She had to be a janitor. She had to, every night she in the winter, she had to fix the fire, stoke it, and so there'd be something to work with. And then go to work in the dark, real early in the morning, to get that fire started to heat up the school and make it comfortable for the students.
And is there anything else you'd like to highlight?
Well, Carlton has done a lot of work on this, made a lot of maps. We're going to try to put them throughout the town. And we'll have some maps at each place that you visit. Hopefully you can pick one up and visit the rest of the places. And in the future, when we have open houses, maybe you can also attend those. So you learned so much. And I think our history is important to pass down to our children.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Carlton Mangold and Marge Kohler about the Washington County Historical Sites Committee 11 open houses this Sunday afternoon. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.